We got a special clip from a special movie that we're going to show everybody. I love to show movies on the radio, don't you?
I absolutely.
Now, this is a big, big drama, and it's got some of the biggest stars. I can't name their names because I'm just showing a clip before it goes into release. But it's the latest politically correct epic from Hollywood, and it's called Catch and Release Whaling. Let's run it for them.
Sail ho! A clipper chip!
Where away, Mr. Abel?
Off the starboard quarter! Norwegian whaler, sir! She's coming alongside!
Who be ye?
Oi, Oshipto! We are the Finnor, out of Oslo, with a hold full of whale oil, enough to grease the Swedish Volvos and lubricate the aberrant sexual practices for the whole of Denmark! Who are you?
This be the whaler Ted Williams from New Hampshire. I be Captain Billy Pate. And I'm proud to say, sir, we carry not a drop of whale oil. For we are enlightened users of the fishery and believers in the sanctity of life for all creatures on the good ship Earth. It is our ethic, sir, to release all that we do catch.
What say you do? Sir, do you mean to say you are whalers who kill no whales?
Aye, that we are! Three years out of Portsmouth town and bound for the Azores, we said farewell to the wife and kids and kissed our favorite whores. No higher have we within the hold, no blubber on the deck, and to a man we're one and all politically correct. Catch the beast and we let them go wherever we may sail. We're catch and release whalers and we never harm the whale.
Minky whales and humpback whales and grey whales big and small.
You've not to fear from us, me lads, we won't hurt you at all.
We take their pictures and let them go, they live to tell the tale.
Or we're catch and release whalers and we never harm the whale.
We never butcher minky whales like them Norwegian chaps.
The rest of the story of blood and lymph would interest only a butcher, except for one fact.
That's right, that's good.
When the belly of the whale is slit open and a man puts a hook on the guts to free them from the carcass, the manager is astounded at their massive size. So now that's what we've got going.
Well, if you're going to go for a big scene, you're never going to be able to match the location.
How are we
going to
get
so
inside?
Abstract.
How are we going to get inside? This is a problem we haven't faced yet. Are the blue goose inside the whale?
Well,
that's a good question.
We could have a wild whale.
We could solarize the whale and do it with special effects.
I think front projection is your best bet.
Yeah, but front projection
whales
is in trouble.
Whales hate front projection.
Why don't we cut the whale out of the script?
Cutting a whale,
we
man,
could cut
is
the whale right out of the script.
We could, how about the whole scene could be cutting the whale? You got
wait a minute,
it.
Cutting
no.
the whale.
That's cutting
it.
The
what
whale.
A great idea. That's cutting it. The whale.
Well, okay. Four guys. It's like.
But then we'll have to change the title from Love on a Horse to Love in a Whale. Who is going to see? They'll think it's a Disney film or something.
That's
They've unlocked the secret of the Maya? What a magical opportunity for us, Mr. Disner.
We're downloading their civilization now. What a cartoon!
We'll turn Chiapas into Chiapets. Maya land, we'll call it.
We'll make pyramids of pesos.
Pinatas of profits.
Ouch.
Mickey and Minnie will dance on those pyramids.
What kind of ride we have?
A bobsled down the pyramids.
Just escaping the jaws of a jaguar. The execution knife.
Non-stop thrills.
With the pyramids tumbling down behind you in the instant of your escape.
An e-ride.
Better than email.
Escape extinction, unlike the Maya.
Let us show you how.
The Maya will love working for us. They'll wear the cutest costumes. Their gods will come back to life with a flick of a switch.
We'll own the corn god and make a killing on corn futures.
Mint our own money. In corn we trust.
Maybe he'll cure my corns.
Let's make her a she-god. Much better for marketing.
Disner Uber Alice, Mr. Disner's office. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Disner can't speak with you now. He's busy Imagineering.
Good. Disney films get big ratings.
Or Jacques Cousteau, even worse.
Yeah, right. Jacques Cousteau.
One of those live adventure things with real whales, you know.
A nude whale. A nude whale.
Cool.
Are you trying to be funny, Harry? Are you trying to be hairy funny?
You know the way I look at it? Look, the whale is a mammal who doesn't create any pollution, right? It's the only mammal who seems to make it. Why don't we try and make a blend of, like, Julia and a whale? Don't laugh.
Wait, don't laugh.
The idea, look. Bendable integrated community worker, right? Got the image?
Bendable right. Integrated community
whales.
Whale.
No spore, right? Even their crap, man, makes candles and perfume. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, very
vomit.
Japanese
whale
will dig it.
Vomit. Whale vomit. Okay. Ambergris.
Vomit, right, okay.
Whale vomit is clean.
And they're hardly ever sick. Hardly ever. Healthy.
Nobody knows what happens to their...
No, right. Nobody, well, you don't have to know where they die.
I like it.
You know what I mean?
All right, listen, I got an angle.
A Negro whale.
Okay.
A Negro whale. A black whale.
Okay, fine. This fits perfectly.
With a city job. With a good city job. Operation Bootstrap. Bootblack. Operation Bootblack.
Do you want to hear this idea? Listen, this is
underwater bootblack. Underwater bootblack.
Hey, let's listen to Phil's idea because that's terrible. That's a terrible idea.
All right, this is my idea.
That's a terrible, terrible idea. Let's listen to Phil's.
If you guys read a weekly news letter monthly today, then you saw that a whole bunch of whales went up on the beach and killed themselves.
Suicide.
Whale suicide. Remember that?
It's whale suicide.
Now, isn't there an angle in there somewhere?
There are no angles on a whale.
Through early morning fog I see visions of the things to be, the pains that are withheld for me. I realize and I can see that suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please.
And what this is that a giant whale was washed up on the beach, or committing suicide on the beach, which they do now to escape the tar, you know. And they had a problem getting rid of this giant carcass, so they blew it up with 20 cases of dynamite. And the picture here is of the whale being blown up. It's a very beautiful kind of flowery blast. And then there's a picture of a man standing to his car. It's a Cadillac with a roof that's completely caved in. And apparently it was hit, it was a quarter mile away, it was hit by whale meat and crushed.
There's a big whale lobby out there, as you can tell. But
there's a whale in the lobby.
Oh, show me the way to the next Paisley Whale.
Wish we were high. Wish we were high.
For if I can't find the next Paisley Whale, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die.
He tells us.
I tell you.
He tells us we must die.
What?
Oh, whale of the Pacific, we're going to harpoon you. We hate to be specific, but that's exactly what we'll do.
Whale!
Oh, whale!
Now that the whale has been sighted, the crew should be rousing. Instead of wasting your time with cheap imitations of Pierre Boulez and Karl-Heinz Stockhausen.
And have no taste for sushi like them blubber-eaten Japs.
Belay that talk, me boy. No man on this vessel shall use such pejorative terms for the Nipponese. Benighted though they may be in their abuse of the marine environment, they are still our brothers under the skin. Take him below.
Sir, you mean I'm to be confined to quarters?
Aye, Ross Gunnison, that you are.
But sir, what about the larger issue of free speech?
Lad, you know there is no more ardent defender of First Amendment rights than I.
Aye.
But racism cannot be tolerated.
No.
Confine him to the meditation room.
No!
Cut his tofu rations in half.
No!
And cancel his subscription to Fly Rod and Reel.
A pity, Captain! A pity!
To the capstan, lads! Put your backs in it, for we've miles to go and large marine mammals to annoy. Ah, Mr. Abel, how I do love the smell of good men sweating in the noonday sun.
Aye, sir, it sets the heart a pounding.
Whale ho! Whale! Off the port bow!
Aye, he's a big un!
Steady, boys! Wait till he breaches!
My, what a lovely creature!
Big bull, 60 feet or more. Lay up alongside. Hand me fly rod. I'm going to cast to him with this 9-weight sage. As you see, I've tied up a streamer designed to imitate the small heron he's feeding on.
Barbless hook, I trust.
Naturally, Mr. Lampson. I'll just lay out a cast very gently and let it drift down the tide.
There! He took it!
Now if that 8-pound tippet will only hold. After him, lads! He's headed for New Guinea!
The Star of the East was in the vicinity of the Falkland Islands, and the lookout sighted a large sperm whale 3 miles away. Two boats were launched, and in a short time, one of the harpooners was enabled to spear the fish. The second boat attacked the whale, but was upset by a lash of its tail, and the men thrown into the sea. One man being drowned, and another, James Bartley, having disappeared, could not be found. Well, the whale was killed, and in a few hours was lying by the ship's side, and the crew were busy with axes and spades, removing the blubber. Well, they worked all day and part of the night.
Boy, my turd!
Next morning, you know, they attached some tackle to the stomach, which was hoisted up on the deck.
Whale. We drove that!
Get off of my stomach.
The sailors were startled by something in it, which gave spasmodic signs of life.
Oh, my spasms!
And inside was found the missing sailor. Doubled up and unconscious, yes. He was laid on the deck and treated to a bath of seawater, which soon revived him. And he remained 2 weeks a raving lunatic. But at the end of the third week, he'd entirely recovered from the shock and resumed his duties.
Being swallowed by a whale. That's far out, man. I mean, he's far and didn't die either.
No.
And,
in the belly of the whale. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jesus.
This all has to do with the Bible here. Isn't that a great
story?
Yeah,
isn't that beautiful?
This is, I got some stuff up. This is all in a chapter of a book called The Year of the Whale about Jonah.
Children, the religious fantasy of Jonah and the whale. The great Lord was sitting in his rosy rocking chair one hallelujah morning when he observed by a great body of water a little mortal about 5'2". And the Lord dumped the mortal, and he called for Gabriel, and Gabe put down his horn and he swung with the book. And the Lord flipped the pages A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, and it was Jonah getting his kids on the beach. Say, man, Joey is groovy out here on this here beach. Man's got a lot of boom to groove and groove in the sunshine. Everything is melody and fire. Now, when the great Lord has something he must have done upon the earth, he calls upon his favorite children to do it. So the Lord put the sound on Jonah. He said, I dig you, Jonah. I dig you, Jonah. I dig you, Jonah, because Jonah is the Lord's sweet boy. Jonah said, man, where's all that jazz music coming from anyway? Sounds like 72 jazz bands jumping off in here. Makes me want to dig it and wiggle. I know them seagulls aren't carrying on like that. The canaries and the whippoorwills are going to get... Ooh, I got the craziest feeling all over my body. Feels like I want to... Ooh-wee, stretch my wings and... Good morning, Lord! And the Lord say, morning, Jonah. Say, Jonah, I got a little favor I'd like. Jonah say, ain't that groovy? Out of 6 million cats, when the Lord put his finger out, he say he did Jonah. Ain't that groovy? And the Lord say, Jonah, I want you to cross the Red Sea and put the message on the Israelites. They're squaring up over there. And Jonah said, Lord, you don't mean this here big pool, do you, Lord? Why, look at all them whales. Well, you must mean some little old Jonah-sized pool, don't you, Lord? And the Lord said, Jonah, put your nose into the wind, and the message will come to you. And Jonah put his great nose in the north wind. Not there. He put it in the west wind. It was not there. He put it in the north wind. It was not there. But when he put it in the hallelujah south wind, it was there. So Jonah traveled for 22 days and 15 minutes until he came to a great cathedral-like group of trees lifting their glorious arms up to heaven in supplication of the master. And down at the bottom of these giant sequoias, Jonah saw growing a strange green vine. And he said, just like Brigham Young, this is it. And he sat down beside it and he observed of it. And he admired of it. And he plucked of it, and he rolled of it, and he selected of it, and he swung of it. And he said, where's that full pool of water the Lord wanted me to dig? Look out, here comes Jonah, and he's red as the day is long. And boom, he caught a giant bee straight through the breast of the waves. And suddenly, fatigue hit Jonah in the back of his soul. And he lay his great body back in the water, and he's low under the waves, and Morpheus is goofing on his eyebrows. And sleep came to Jonah. And he slept for 12 hours and 15 seconds. And when he awoke, what did he see? I'll tell you what he saw. He saw the whale. And what did he say when he saw the whale? He said, get me from this scene immediately. And the whale said, every time I stick my nose out of this pond, I see some crazy jazz. This is the bending end. And Jonah said, what you mean bending end, Mr. Whale? He said, what do you know about that? He talked to, what you know? He said, of course I can talk, Mr. Whale. Don't you dig the marine news? Ain't you hip to what's going on right here in these waters? And the whale said, hey now, take it easy there, boy. He said, ain't no taking it easy, Mr. Whale. It's a big pond. You groove your way, I'll groove mine. I'll swoop the scene and dig you later. And the whale said, hey now, boy. Here's a little something from me. You miles away from no place. You gonna hip me, the king of the dip, what the lick is? I got a good mind to gobble you up. And Jonah said, well, don't you do that, because if you do, I'll knock you in your most delicate gear. And the whale said, that'll do it. And boom, he swallowed Jonah. Now here's Jonah, slipping and sliding from one end of this great sea mammal to the other. Fear and terror inside. He can't go out the front end. He's afraid to go out the back end. And it fell down on these great big blubbery rugs, and a piteous sound came from Jonah. He said, Lord, Lord, can you dig me here in this fish? And the Lord said, don't worry, Jonah. I got you covered. Jonah said, man, hey, that Lord, you got a crazy sense of humor. Maybe that's why I dig the cat so much. Say, he's got me covered. He's got me surrounded. And the Lord said, Jonah, reach into your watertight pocketbook and take out one of those cigarettes you got from the great tree, and courage will return to you. So now we see Jonah deep inside this gigantic whale, smoking this strange cigarette, watching the pistons driving the great lever, expanding, expanding, and finally the whale say, Jonah? And Jonah say, what is it, fish? Say, what is it, fish? Say, you got a new captain on this mess now, Mr. Fish. I ain't on the outside no more. I's inside now. And the whale say, Jonah, what in the world is you smoking in there? Here I thought I was off the Flippity Islands. I'm 2 minutes from the Panama Canal. This jazz has got to go. And Jonah said, what you care what I'm smoking in here? I'm the captain of this mess now. I done explained to you. And the whale said, Jonah, what are you doing stomping all over the engine room like that? You're getting the ride for nothing. Why don't you just sit down and cool yourself? Jonah said, I'll stomp all over this engine room as long as I want. What's this wheel here? He said, Jonah, that's, don't be messing with my wheel there, boy. That's my delicate gear. He said, what's this lever here? He said, no, Jonah, that's my full speed ahead lever. Jonah, look out, the rock on the right, Jonah. The rock on the right. Jonah said, cool. He said, it ain't cool, Jonah. We in the shallow water. Jonah said, that's all I need to know. And bam, he hit the whale's sneeze meter and psh. blew himself out on the cool, groovy sands of serenity. Which only goes to prove, as Confucius say, if you get to it and you cannot do it, there you jolly well are, aren't you?
He's been fighting the beast.
Aye, but he loves him so. You could see it in the captain's eye. A look of pure compassion for the whale. Oh. Fly fishermen, Mr. Abel, are the poets among anglers.
Aye, that they are. And girlish, too.
He's breaching! Break out the harpoon! The one with the rubber suction tip.
Get the one with the rubber suction tip!
Hold, boys, now, hold! Bring him alongside! Easy now, easy! Don't hurry! Quit your carpenter! It is a sperm whale, after all! Easy now, easy, lads! Bring him right up to the boat! That's a good... Now, take me a picture! Come on, be sure to get the flyer on him!
How does this focus?
It's all automatic! Just shoot! Ah, oh, well done, lads. Now I'll gently remove the hook. Ah, there we go.
Oh, yes, Captain. Captain, you're beautiful.
You're beautiful, Captain.
There he goes. No worse for wear. Men, there is no finer calling than this. To find one of God's lovely creatures in the open sea. To hook him, fight him to exhaustion, and let him go.
Mama, 2-ton white whale, which was seriously seasick on her Atlantic journey from Quebec to this holiday resort, was recovering in her new home Tuesday. Trainer Tom Allison comforted Mama throughout the 10-day trip, slapping her sides and whistling to her day and night. He knew he'd won the battle to save the sickly whale when she started whistling back.
Good old news.
Aye, Captain! Aye, Wilson!
There he is!
Well, me hearties, what say ya? Shall we catch another?
Yay! We take the pictures and let them go, whatever we may say. For a catch and release, whalers, and we never harmed a whale.